The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare, called Your Best Healthcare Now. It is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He is also the senior advisor to healthcare.com. He also answers all of our questions when we ask them, and here he is today.
Well, I'm going to do my best, Jill. So I'm going to see if I can answer all of your questions about the COVID vaccines in 15 minutes or less, okay? So start the clock.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, well, we'll see how we do.
All right.
Here's the first one. I mean, who's eligible right now? So in Connecticut, all people 45 and older are eligible, and that's going to 16 years of age and up on April 5th. That's a month ahead of Governor Lamont's initial schedule. It's a month ahead of President Biden's goal for the entire country, so we're moving in the right direction. You live in Massachusetts, younger people probably have to wait until mid-April to be eligible. New York State, you may have to wait all the way until May, but we're on the right path. Also, in Connecticut, Governor Lamont has compromised on his strict age-based plan, as we and others urged. So he's allowing medical providers to put people most at risk with conditions like diabetes or heart disease at the head of the line, regardless of age. That's in force right now. Now, next question. Is the shot free? Yes. Yes, it's free. Even if you don't have health insurance, in that case, you just give them your Social Security number. The federal government is paying the providers. They're paying about $40 a shot. You don't owe a penny. How do I get an appointment? You need an appointment to get a shot. Well, actually, it's getting relatively easy. In Connecticut, you can simply pick up the phone 8 a.m. in the morning until 8 o'clock at night. You can call 877-918-2224. In Massachusetts, dial 211. That's easy. And in New York State, it's 833-697-4829. Or you can call a major hospital near you. They've got vaccines now, and they're making appointments and giving people shots. Or you can call your local CVS and Walgreens. Not all of them are giving shots, but some are. And that might be right around the corner from you. Or you can go online to the federal VAMS website. That's V-A-M-S. So look, all those ways to approach it, it should be easy peasy. But if you have a problem, like you're stuck on hold for an hour and whatnot, just hang in there. Somebody will pick up your call, get you an appointment, get you a shot. All right, next question. Is one vaccine better than another? A lot of debate about this, but here are the facts. All three, from Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, are safe and effective. In the clinical trials, Johnson & Johnson was slightly less effective, but its pool included variants that Pfizer and Moderna didn't encounter. So the experts say, look, take whatever vaccine is offered to you. Just take it, and you'll be protected. But if you're really choosy, you could go to a major hospital. In some cases, the hospitals have enough supplies, and they may give you a choice between, let's say, the Pfizer and the Moderna. So if you're really stuck on one, that is an avenue you can pursue. Okay, Jill, you've asked me about the safety of the AstraZeneca vaccine from the UK. You've asked me to look into that. Here's what I learned. If the FDA, our own FDA, okays it as our fourth vaccine, as expected, in just a few weeks, experts say, then you can trust it. Now, around a dozen countries from Europe to Asia have banned it temporarily because of fears it causes dangerous blood clots. But I think the fears are actually a little bit overblown, maybe a lot overblown. There have been around 30 cases worldwide, including 9 deaths from blood clots, out of 20 million doses. 30 cases, 20 million doses. Experts say that's fewer cases than you'd expect without any vaccine, just in the general public. So I think the AstraZeneca is actually a safe vaccine, but let's see what the FDA says. So, Jill, do you have any other questions about AstraZeneca or anything else I've said up to now?
What have the Europeans done? They were going to review it yesterday.
One country has actually lifted. I think Italy is now allowing it, and the others are mulling. But it looks as if the European FDA has said it's safe and effective. And I
because
think
there's just been another lockdown threat, but I don't know where, because there's not enough vaccine anyway. And there's another thing. The CDC has come out with a list. It's our CDC.
Yes.
Because the people are now the reporting is better since there have been more vaccines, and
right.
The numbers are, you know, again, the numbers are, shall we say, interesting.
Yeah.
So you know, and again, numbers are numbers. Numbers can be organized.
Yeah, numbers are numbers, but it's a data, and we should. That's what the science bases their opinions on, and we have to pay attention to the numbers. All right, let's next question. How long will my immunity last? Okay, first off, you have to wait around 2 weeks after for full immunity after you've gotten your full doses. That's the two shots of Pfizer or Moderna, or the one shot of J&J, which is all you need with the J&J. And while you're waiting, and afterwards, keep wearing your mask and social distance. I think we all noticed that the coach of the UConn's great women's basketball team just tested positive, 9 days shy of full immunity, right? He has his two shots and he's 9 days shy of full immunity. And guess what? He comes up testing positive for the COVID. Now, he says he didn't do anything differently. The fact is, he didn't always wear his mask properly. You can see that with photos of him. And he also says, by the way, that he feels great. He has no symptoms. So we can say this. He had the vaccine. He was 9 days shy of full immunity, but he has some immunity, and he's getting a mild case of the COVID. Too bad it happened to him, but at least it's under control. And the ultimate goal of these vaccines is to avoid serious illness. So look, I continue to think we'll all need to roll up our sleeves again in the fall for a booster shot against the new variants. And then each year, when we get our flu shot, we'll get our COVID shot. Maybe they'll be combined. But that's the way we will defeat this virus in the long run. All right, next question. What about side effects? Now, roughly 20 to 30% of people under 55, especially women, experience flu-like symptoms for a day or so, usually after the full shot, the full dosage. Now, that's annoying, no doubt about that. Who needs the flu? But it's also a sign that your immune system is revving up, so it's actually a good sign. Older people with less robust immune systems get fewer side effects, but the experts say, look, you get side effects, you don't get side effects, don't worry about it. These vaccines are safe and effective. Now, one more note here. The vaccines, especially Moderna, can cause temporary swelling of lymph nodes that can appear as a false sign of breast cancer. So it's best to avoid your mammogram till 6 weeks after getting fully vaccinated. Okay, once I'm fully vaccinated, what can I do? Hey, can I go to Florida? Can I go to Disneyland? Well, the odds of you getting the virus once you're fully dosed and you're 2 weeks out are very low, and the odds of you transmitting it is probably close to zero. There are studies showing that. Still, why risk it? Look what happened to that coach at UConn. Why risk it? Until we learn more from the researchers and we have more experience with the vaccine. So wear your mask in public. Continue to do that. Continue to social distance and avoid crowds. Also, look, there are some freedoms that come with full dosage here. Experts say you can socialize with other people who've been fully vaccinated. Carol and I have begun to do that with 4 or 5 times now with close friends, and it's a joy after a year of isolation. You can also hug your grandkids. We're doing that. Or visit your loved ones in a nursing home, or see people in your tight family pod who are being careful. Now, Disneyland, Florida, CDC says don't fly. But the agency may change that guidance soon. But for now, they're saying don't fly. Stay home, hug your kids. All right. Speaking of kids, when can my kids go back to the classroom? That's a tough one. That's going to depend on your local school district. But President Biden's $1.9 trillion rescue plan is pumping billions of dollars into schools to make them safe, at least by the fall. And I'm pretty optimistic that I think in the fall the schools are going to be wide open. I'm not the only one that's optimistic. I think in the fall kids will be going back to school full time.
Certainly they're opening up here now, and they expect to have people back by May, or
yes.
end of May, in Connecticut,
yes.
in the public schools. You've got 4 minutes left, so.
Oh, well, we're fine. I got two more questions that I can answer here. Can my boss require me to get vaccinated? Yes, she can. Yes, he can. The Federal Employment Commission has ruled that a vaccination is not an invasion of privacy. It's not a medical exam, okay? It's just a shot. So therefore, employers can demand that you get the shot before allowing you back into the workplace. So they do have that power, and a number of companies are going to exercise it. And finally, let's talk about this. Is Governor Lamont, and actually Massachusetts too, are those governors risking another surge with aggressive reopening plans that are underway? Now, medical experts I've talked to say yes, and they say yes emphatically. In fact, the surge may already have begun in Connecticut. The numbers are ticking up just a little bit as the dangerous B.1.1.7 variant becomes the dominant strain here, and this becomes the dominant strain in the whole Northeast. The experts also tell me, look at Europe. They opened and they reopened prematurely. They're now suffering a third wave and lockdowns, as you point out. So all along, Europe has been about 3 or 4 weeks ahead of us in their experience with COVID. That means these aggressive opening plans in Connecticut and Massachusetts could trigger many more hospitalizations. We're at something like 400 in Connecticut now, and more deaths. We're about 10 to 15 a day in Connecticut. We don't need any more of that. So again, here's my message to you, and I've repeated it week by week. Take care of yourself, okay? Just because the governors say, hey, 100% capacity in restaurants, banquet halls, offices, shops, gyms, blah, 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 houses of worship, you don't have to go. You can stay safe. You don't have to go to an outdoor stadium with 10,000 screaming fans that's now being allowed. You don't have to do that. You don't have to go into an arena at 10% capacity. No, stay home. Turn on the TV. Pick up a good book. Be careful. Get fully vaccinated as soon as possible. And remember what your mother said. Your mother said, stay away from strangers. Stay away from strangers. Stay away from crowds. Okay, Jill, how did I do? 15 minutes? Did I answer all your questions?
What about the insurance?
The insurance. No, there was a question Jill asked me about whether life insurance
life insurance covers the experimental vaccine.
Yeah.
Because it is...
There were no worries on that, on health insurance or on life insurance. These vaccines, this is not a wild experiment where an insurer might say you put yourself in danger. These are controlled trials, and these are drugs that have been approved by the FDA. So you don't have any insurance worries.
All right. Then you have answered all the questions.
My. What a very productive morning. So, Jill, stay safe, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, and on my desk.